have been praised by our government as giving the highest level of care. We have a large children's ranch on 40 acres of land. Many of them
give your neighbor an embrace or a clasp of the hand and say, God's love be with you. We have Hindustani, Muslim, Christian gathered in these portals. And it is written, whosoever loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So greet your neighbor with love. Get to know your neighbor. Relax and say peace and blessings or hello to your neighbor. Will you do that? Everyone, look at your neighbor. If you don't see God in your neighbor, you'll not see God in the abstract. For you are the temples of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was taken away, he said, for what good work do you stone me? They said, for no good work, but because you, being a man, make yourself God. He said, it is written, ye all are gods. That's what Jesus came to manifest. Krishna and all the prophets of the great holy orders came to manifest that we are temples of the living God. Today we have come desperately in this hour seeking a manifestation of God. For if God is not manifest in our midst, how are we to believe? Jesus said, these signs shall follow the believer. He said, after I've gone away, these things shall ye do and greater, because I go to the Father. If it were not so, then he would have told us. He said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forever, the God that changeth not. Yet in many parts of the world today, we have barely a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. Institutional religion, paid clergy, clergy living far above the standards of their people, and no real activity of the Holy Spirit in the midst of the people. But Jesus said in the judgment, when he came to separate those that were unjust from those that were just, or the sheep from the goats, he said, I was hungry, and you fed me not. That's why I feel terribly ridiculous in this suit. I never wear it, and I feel most ridiculous in it. Isn't there some robe back there? I dress very ordinarily, and I've adopted 8 children, and I own no car. And I believe that that is not necessarily the standard that everyone must live by. I only own 1 pair of shoes, and I find that that's most convenient for me. I only have 2 feet. But I feel most ridiculous in this suit, and if there's some choir robe or something back there, I would like to be more at ease than I am in someone else's suit. Whoever bought this was not me. I would have never bought one like it. But Jesus said that we were to minister to the needs of humanity. Make God manifest. He said if we did not feed the hungry and clothe the naked, there would be no evidence that God was in the world. If we did not heal the sick, we did not bring help, not only spiritually or esoterically or paranormal, but bring power to bring hospital care and medical care. I just looked to my left and saw one of the youngsters that we adopted out in Port Kaituma. We're adopting children there every day. We have 27,000 acres upon which we hope to build an apostolic community where there will be a hospital, where there will be schools, where there will be equal housing for all. That's why we came to Guyana, because the Guyanese government has said they want to feed and clothe and house the nation by 1976. Well, if the church doesn't do it, government will have to do it. And too many places we find churches building great cathedrals and great synagogues, and there's no ministry for the needs of humanity. It's time that we either get ourselves in a condition of being hot or cold, because the lukewarm will be spewed out of the mouth of God. If we are to be his disciples, we are to be living epistles, living Bibles, read and known of all men everywhere. None of us do enough. I never feel like I've begun to even touch the bottom to reach to the top. But it is our purpose to strive forward to perfection. As Jesus said, be ye perfect, even as I and the Father are perfect. And in apostolic cooperative living, as it was on the day of Pentecost, there is a solution for man's hunger. There's a solution for man's poverty. their solution for war. Because on the day of Pentecost, when they were filled with that great ecumenical spirit, when the Holy Ghost descended upon them and they were filled to overflowing, they shared their possessions. No one had to legislate it. No one had to enact laws to cause people to share. They shared from house to house. And it was said of them that they had all things common. We deeply wish to share with you today. We deeply hope and we'll strive. We have limited space, time to this building, for the use of this building. But we will, with all the time that we have, employ our best effort to bring health to you, to encourage you to believe that God is not dead, but still alive. As our hands are clasped across this room, the musician plays something in the background. God, the Father of all living beings, the same God in every temple, synagogue, and shrine throughout this great Guyanese Republic. We're calling upon your name, Jehovah Jireh, according to our Judeo-Christian tradition. But God, love, we're calling upon the name of love to manifest yourself, to speak, to show us in a spiritual way that the presence, the eternal presence of Christ is still here. We're asking for the signs and wonders that fill the early church, that cause people to drop all their possessions and their wares and their status symbols and follow the Christ. We're asking for a movement of the Holy Spirit in our midst today that will cause people to believe that there's hope. We ask it in the name of Christ. Amen and amen. Would you stretch just once and then be seated? Would you stand and stretch? Perhaps we should sing some little chorus. And we come from our American churches knowing different choruses, I'm sure, than you're used to. What are you singing there? What are you playing? Our God has... And looking over to my side, I felt that you're having some trouble with arthritis in the joints up here and in the neck. And in the knees, they're bothering you. But just stand up right now and stretch them out. Stand them up and stretch them out. Move them up, move them up, move them up. Now bend them back and forth that way. Now bend the knee joints. The dampness is continued on. Continue. There's a power of love that transcends all mortal error, all mortal limitation. Again now. Now, why does our gracious minister did back there, our black brother, will you jump up and down? Try, jump up and down. Just like a little child. Become like a little child. Become like a little child. Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, come by somebody in Israel.
That's it. Is the pain all gone? It's all gone. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Somebody in Israel, come by. Somebody in Israel, come by.
Important as the fruits of the Spirit. Can you get someone a seat here so that we can be able to move on? Because if we have much disruption, we will have... And you must always prefer your brother and your sister above yourself. Selfishness is not the way of any great religion. It's not the way of Christ. He said, deny yourself. The people that will get healing often are the ones who are coming for someone else. Well, your brother, help me. Bible that I don't know how many have your Bibles here. Of course, we're all different religions. How many have a Bible here? 150th Psalm, but I don't see enough to sing it. We can put the Bible to song. We might sing something at this moment while people are getting I wish you wouldn't crowd the aisles. You'll find it won't do what you want it to do. Love and unselfishness is the thing that accomplishes more than anything else. Hands clasp, please, if we will be seated. Sometimes I feel I have to write down certain things, and we will notify you by mail if there's something personal. Hands clasp. What is it? Father, have mercy. Our old spiritual that our brothers and sisters that came over in the times of slavery and indentured servitude. Father, have mercy. Yes, Father, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy. Area. Sometimes I feel to move out in the auditorium. Makes no. Please, would you keep a little section right here free that I could walk down? I never know what I'm going to do. And having been up for over a week making plans for our agricultural mission, where we will have facilities for everyone. I'm more tired than usual, and thus I would appreciate if we could have just a little space that we could get through, if there was someone that I feel led to go to, because that's the way my ministry functions. I'm moved by something I can't explain, and something will come as it did to the sister about the growth and the pain she was having in her head back there. Or this sister that was in pain here. Something will come. And then I must have freedom to get to them. Or to see them. To make contact with them. Hands clasp, please. Pray as you're accustomed to pray. Because one God answers us. We're one God. One people. One world. Write down some things that are too private to mention here, please, if you will allow me. No talking, if you would please. There's some woman, Fernandez, excuse the way I butcher the English language. We Americans have gotten away from pure English. Albertina, bless you. The pain all gone from your head now and all from your side. Oh, you've brought the growth. There's the growth of this past. Bless you. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Just hold it up there rather than go through the auditorium. I can see. She said all of her pain's gone. This woman's a stranger to me. You can check with her after the service if you want to. She rushed here. Gone. Her growth is gone. So let that visualization. Let that visualization. Because you visualize, tend to materialize. As you think in your mind, so are you. The power of mind is a great unknown phenomena. A great unknown quantity. We do not believe that this ministry takes the place of medical science because Luke was a great physician. We believe the healing, as described in the early church, the herbs and the leaves were for the healing of the nation. We believe in doctors. We believe in medicine. But we also believe that when man cannot reach you, God can reach you. Yeah. Praise the name. Praise the name.
By the way, the sister that's carrying that growth was once a Catholic sister. Now she works with the Catholic Ecumenical and Protestant Ecumenical Brotherhood of people. She is of Catholic background. She was paralyzed on her left side from a stroke. This woman is... She came with me all the way from the United States of America. She was paralyzed on her... A terrible... And been healed ever since. And she traveled. She just came in on one of our boats from up Port Kaituma way. So that's something to see a woman near 80 traveling night and day, going all over the states with me. She's my mother in the spirit. She's my mother in God. And she's a great and grand lady. So God is no respecter, be Protestant or Catholic, Jewish, Mohammedan, Hindustani, whosoever loveth is born of God. And God is here to meet your needs. So don't think there's any particular little ritual or routine. For God honors faith wherever it is. Infinite mind honors faith wherever faith is manifest.
Yes, 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 yes.
Blessings, 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 blessings. When I say that to your neighbor. Say blessings to your neighbor. Because it's you and I that'll do this together, not just me alone. I'm still concerned about a woman, if you would, just a moment, Albertina Fernandez. Who is this? Again, one of those situations that are of urgent nature, where there's pain, impending blood pressure stroke, as it was with this woman that was just healed. Somewhere in this vast assembly, where are you? Would you wave your hand? Albertina, I know you'll have trouble understanding my Americanized, my butchered English, but try to be patient with me. Albertina. You have some loved one named Janie or something of that sort? Is your address 1080? You have trouble with your heart. You woke up this morning with trouble here in the center section of your body. You lift up your hands now, the pain will go away. Because this evening, I feel that you would have passed away, but you will not now.
You will not. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy on me.
Come on away. Let's clap and make a joyful noise unto God.
Have mercy on me.
Neighbor, as you are of me, because I'm no more than you, and you are no all equal, all temples of clay, and yet temples the most in this entire universe. This is seated so that I can get eye contact. People are moving and pulling the cords away from the microphone. Blessings. When I go out to the auditorium, faith be it unto you. As I said, I'm just a humble servant. And anything I have to, it's because love has been given to me from God or from good. When I walk through the auditorium, just act for faith and you will see. Hands clasped, please. I will not move until all to me. Shh. You'll have to be very quiet. All those promptings, all those revelations must be answered. When I call someone in this fashion, his hand. Hands clasped, please. Whose mother's name, maiden name is Broderick. We know each other, and we'll be coming every few months. Because I'm coming, I've been night and day in the agriculture mission. I think that's the most important thing, to feed and to clothe and to house people. So whenever we come, whether it be to this church or whatever place we happen to come, and we will become acquainted with each other, and we'll be able to love each other more freely. And as that happens, miracles can take place in great significance. Broderick I'm able to speak to you because I've been able to speak about, I've been speaking 20 hours a day.
That's true.
Entire week. Some name like John. You have told no one in this building, and I don't know anything about your background. Is that correct? Go to the bathroom, and you'll find not only will your pain be gone, but your urine will clear as water.
Oh, thank God! Thank God!
Amelia Barnhart. Who is this? Another stranger to me. Amelia Barnhart. I can't find the person when I'm not able to see them. Just if they can, if you can let me see through there, she can, just as long as I can see her. No, I don't need that. Thank you. Can we, don't press there till we can see. Right there, is it all right? Just keep your hands clasped. Pull that back. Just stand right there for a moment now. Is this... Amelia Barnhart. Bless you. Hands clasped. If you look just at me, just look at me. You don't have to look directly at me, but look this way so that I know that you're making communications. You've injured a limb at some time. You've injured a limb. Our knee. Yes. The knee. And you have a very bad difficulty in this area. I feel that now. I don't know you. I've never met you in my life. Is that correct? May the love of God... You've come for someone else, but God is meeting you. You've come for the need of Margaret, but
the need of your own life is going to be met. Our hands clasp, please. Hands clasp, please. There's something I want to write down for just a moment, please. Now, in the name of Christ, in the name of the love of God, we move into this body. I'd like to show that we don't have to touch, but sometimes it helps to touch.
The pain in her stomach, in the abdominal region, and the crippled knee is all healed. Let's praise the name of the living God.
Is the great I am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Now, it's all clear. Let's praise for that. He went to the bathroom and his urine's all clear.
I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is he. He's the everlasting Father throughout eternity.
Clarice. Clarice Freitas, I'm getting a danger signal of high blood pressure again, pressure around the shoulder, the neck, the head. Clarice, I think it is Freitas, the best I can say in my American English. Who is this person? Clarice Freitas. You're here. I would not feel you if I did not know your presence. Right there. That's all right. Lift your hand. You've been having... You know you have blood pressure problems. Is that correct? Yes, she says. You're a stranger to me. Is that correct? Yes, she says. Let's put out our hands now. May the name of Christ... The name of love, Christ means anointing, means goodness. May the name of Christ, the name of love, the name of God be exalted. Emmanuel, God with us, touch her body. We ask it and we give you the glory. Now try your neck, ma'am. Try your neck. Is the pressure gone? Is the pressure gone from your head? Yes, sir, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Let's be grateful, yeah. Let's be grateful.
Yeah.
Blessed. Rejoice with your neighbor. Rejoice with your neighbor. It's not by might. It's not by power. By the Spirit's hand. Really wonder who's missionarizing to who, because we feel like we've received the most benefit being in Guyana. Because we have much that you could teach us. But if you wish to help with anything after hearing our broadcast, give it to the Ministry of Agriculture or one of these GSA, what is it, the youth organization that all political parties seem to identify with here? GFC, isn't it? Or the FGC, food? I'm not familiar. FCH, Food, Clothing, and Housing the Nation by 1976. Our number in which you'll be able to reach one of our executives is 61592. That phone will be hooked up in a matter of 2 days. If you wish to write us, what is the postal box? I'm not through. I'm just going through now in the auditorium to minister to different ones. And as you touch me, try not to pull me over. Just touch. Or whatever it makes faith, whatever gives you contact with the Christ within you, or the God, or the love within you. Because I've seen already one of our ladies that was healed was Hindu. So you see, God is no respecter of persons. Love and healing is available to everyone, no matter what their religion, no matter what their creed. Post Office Box 893 in Guyana. You can reach us if there's anything we can do to serve you. Or in the States, it's People's Temple, Post Office Box 214 Redwood Valley. We're connected with the Disciples of Christ Brotherhood, 2 million members. President Johnson, before his expiration, was a member of our church.
and a couple of governors, people of all walks of life and all races that believe in every church being autonomous and able to follow its convictions. Just to give you that background, People's Temple has a children's home on 40 acres. We have several convalescent sanatoriums. We have our own college dormitories because we believe that the church must take care of the necessities of the saints and minister first to the household of the faith. So we educate our youth from the cradle to the transition. This young woman to my side is a student doctor. Another young man, Jewish young man, is a doctor who's been up in Port Kaituma. We're so grateful that he was up there just at the right time because a young woman would have passed if it had not been for him being there when she went in anaphylactic reaction. We have been giving free medical exams all this week, and that's the kind of missionary program we envision doing, and we would like to be able to help you. There are some of you that wish educational benefits that we have to offer. We want to work in every way possible to assist you. As I say, we take care of our senior citizens in all People's Temple churches. We have our own convalescent hospital, our own rest homes, our own children's homes, our own employment program. If the church is to do its duty and to stop the dangers of fanatical extremists, be they right or left, if the church is to be able to stop the inroads of totalitarian regimes, the church must do what it was instructed to do at the day of the Apostles' Creed, the day of Pentecost. The church must take care of the necessities of its own people. And we hope that you will do so and work with the government in fulfilling the feeding and clothing and housing of this nation. Our hands are clasped again. Let's have another moment of waiting upon God that if there's another revelation, that it would come. He left his home, he was very prominent, from a prominent Jewish family, but he got caught up in the drug world, and his mind was damaged from the use of LSD. I think you're so blessed to not know that problem here in Guyana. But he came by the church one day, he couldn't speak or talk, and I spoke to him, offered him our place of residence to stay. As you know, I've adopted 8 children. I think they told you that, and there are many of them here, but I won't take time to introduce all of my legally adopted children. Anyway, he is now not only healed, but he is a straight A student, young doctor. I think that's wonderful. That's what's happened in those years since that time. And his liver was damaged, and he was healed. And here's the young man who's been giving medical exams with me. He's been up all night and all day. Dr. Shack, come over so we can see you. Peace. He will be coming as soon as he finishes his residency. He will be coming as a missionary permanently to Guyana, and he will receive no money for his services. That's his dedication. Hands clasped. There's another name coming. And I have to move. Gonzalez. Trouble in the leg. Gonzalez. Do you have a loved one named Caesar? You've told me nothing about your Caesar, your son. You've told me nothing about your life. Let me tell you something how that might help build your faith, because you too are in trouble with your heart. Your husband is in trouble in his lungs. Some difficulty with his lungs. Peace. Very quiet. As I've said before, I don't know you either. You are suffering from a very crippled knee. Yes, I see. May I give you something that will help your faith? In a vanity drawer in your bedroom, you have a beaded purse and a green wallet. That's where you keep it, in a vanity drawer. The upper drawer. Is that correct? Now, let us work in faith. Work that knee. Work that knee.
Jesus, thou art calling.
Oh,
do not pass me by.
Oh, Savior,
hear my heart.
Able to see, even as it was there in this woman's drawer. It's able to recognize things and tell you the thoughts of your mind as these are going through. It's quite known all over the world that it's possible to do things that are not in the realm of the three dimensions that we know. That mind can even move matter in empirical studies in scientific laboratories. So if the scientists of both sides of the Eastern and the Western world, both sides of the world are attesting to the fact that mind can achieve every kind of miracle. Dr. Flanders Dunbar, I think, prominent psychiatrist of the West, the most prominent, I presume, she didn't have any particular church or faith, but she spoke of the difference, many, many different case studies where people had faith. One person would have a little cancer nodule in the breast. By the way, there's someone now that talking about that. June. June. Who is this back here in the back? Yes. You got nodule in your left breast? Wave your hand back and forth so I can see you. I see you. Now, you thought that man can't heal those things. Is that your thought? Touch your breast and see. Press. Press and see. The nodule will be gone. Go to your doctor and you'll find it's gone just as I said. Is it gone now? Wave your hand if it's gone. Bless it, bless it, bless it, bless it.
Goodbye.
Hands clasped, please, again. I must write down something. But I have to move, is it? Hands clasped, please. Some things that I must write you about, if you allow me to do that. There's something I don't understand. I don't hear enough to get an address or way to reach you. I don't have anything come to me. Things will flash before me, and I don't. But I hear something like Van de Ryer. Is there any name in this auditorium such as that? If you're here, please make yourself known by waving your hand. Van de Ryer. No, I'm talking for an exact name. An exact name. Hands clasped, bring her right to my side here, will you please?
Oh, my God.
Is it Lily? Lily or something? Van de Ryer? Hands clasped, hands clasped. With our hands clasped, please, each of you, like this was your sister or your brother. Are your mother or your daughter. Personal, I didn't want to go into it, but she verified she had the ailment, and now she will be healed. That's good.
Thank
our
you.
Hands and clasp.
Hey!
Blessing, blessing. Blessing, blessing.
Oh!
Down. Nurses will come through. The young doctor students will come through. We'll do as much as we can. Always remember that you are to go to doctors And if we can help any of you to do so, we'll be so happy as we get our mission established. Because, as I said, our missionary doctors will be free. That's the purpose of our mission here, is to give complete health care without any charge when we come. Hands class. Name, I don't know this strange name, but I can't get whether it's... No, I see. Cross. Who is Cross? Ina? Is it Ina Cross? Who is this? Ina Cross. Will you wave the hand, please? There, I can see you in the aisle, standing right there, please. I must write down some things, please. Hands clasp. You're a stranger to me, but I want to tell you something about your life. Did you once have a dog named Pinto? Or something like that? Is that correct? Will you wave your hand? Hands clasp. Hands clasp. Keep our hands clasped together, please. Sister, now, someone else I had to speak to her about, because they'll come in on me from different points. The thoughts will come in. You had a parrot by the name of Laura. What is it? I can't hear it. That could be, because I'm trying to pick up from through the mixed multitude. Hands clasp. You have no children. Is that correct? Did your mother suffer from high blood pressure when she was alive? Was your mother's name Lydia? Yes, well then she surely did.
Yes.
Hands clasp. You are having difficulty around in the back and the side and the bowel region. If you will step forward, you too will receive a healing. If you'll come by me, I think if you'll try and go to a bathroom, if they'll lead you to someone around here, you too will pass something as others have passed here today. Just believing, and the Spirit of Christ will have its way.
Oh, good God, good God, good God. Oh, my God's done just what He said. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. He healed the sick and He raised the dead. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. He brought joy, joy, joy to my soul. Oh, I can tell the world about this. I can tell the nation. Tell the world God in a body has done. And He's brought joy, joy, joy. Oh, our God's done just what He said. Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Heal the sick and He raises the dead. Joy, joy, joy to our soul.
If I can, I'll move down these aisles. But you must not push me aside or others aside. I'll be led to go to you. Your name is Isaacs. I must write that down before I forget it. If your name is Ramos, please put your hand out to me and identify yourself. Ramos, as our hands go, as I move by, I must have liberty to speak to the nurses or the doctor students to give you instructions that you will need. We have to move rapidly because church services are due to begin here in just a little while. The next service, we'll plan a bigger facility. If that is in the plan, that will be the best for Guyana. We will, because we deeply want to help the churches and this great country. One person, I don't know whether I should mention his name, I don't think I will, but someone in your government, I saw such love and character, such concern for human beings that he picked up passerbys in his car. That touched me so, that that's why I came back to Guyana. I had a whole hour with people that you couldn't even get 15 minutes with some people if you'd wait a year. And just a moment's time, they came in, they welcomed us in to talk about what we could do to help with the feeding and clothing and housing of this great country. So we're deeply moved by Guyana, and we're permanently settled now. There are many up in Kaituma. We had a great feast there. The whole city, the entire area came out. We served a free banquet just a couple of days ago. And we'll be doing a lot of things in Guyana. We hope that you will invite us into your lives and to share with us any ideas how we can better serve. If you want to write us in States, it's People's Temple, Post Office Box 214, Redwood Valley, California. Now let me move through the aisle. There's a woman that came with great faith by the name of that sort, Rhoda. Rhoda, you must put up your hand too that I can reach you. Hands clasped, please. Hold this, please. Clarice Dugan, or Dugan, Rhoda Headley, Ida Asbrook, Henry something, J, C, J is the last, is the initials.
As the bishop moves through, please make a little aisle so that we can get through. The nurses will be following him.
Would you allow me to move freely? And if you have faith, according to your faith, be it unto you. Let us see. What is a song that we could sing that would be simply as we could sing it in the background? And I will single you out, and I'll send a nurse or a doctor to you. I'll send them to you. These are all trained people in our church because we educate all of our own youth. And whatever I feel, I'll send them to you. As I say, I'm not a panacea, but we've had great, marvelous miracles. We've seen every miracle that was recorded in biblical times, and some that were not recorded. Only believe, it seems as rather than goodness, healing depends upon some kind of mystic belief.
All things are possible.